Hello there, and a hearty welcome to you. You are listening to Practical Living right here on your practical station, Adventist World Radio. I'm your host for today, Dumisani Mfune. I'm glad you've chosen to spend the next 30 minutes with me. Quite a few things I want us to talk about and to consider. You know, if you Google children suffering, you'll be surprised at how many hits you get. For instance, I'll just read you some of the hits that I got when I Googled that. 425 children suffering from extreme poverty and malnutrition. Here's another hit I got. Libyan children suffering rape, aid agencies report. Another one said children suffering in Iraq. And listen to this. In our world, we see many small children suffer and die. Some are born in abject poverty and starve. Some are tortured and beaten to death by their parents. Can you believe that? Their own parents. Some are cruelly put to death in war. It's terrible what some children have to go through. I want you guys to listen closely to this interview I did with people who are in the forefront of fighting child abuse and abuse in general. We're all aware of abuse happening around us. We look at the papers and some of the headlines are horrendous just to show how bad the situation is. But until you meet people who are in the forefront of fighting and making people aware, do you really realize the impact of abuse? I have two special guests and I will let them introduce themselves.
I'm Hilda Lawrence, and I'm on the head of an NPO called Ukukanya.
Okay, and I also have?
My name is Gwyneth Maria, and I'm also a co-founder of Ukukanya.
Now, tell us, what is Ukukanya?
Ukukanya is a non-profit organization that works with victims of abuse in the Helderberg area specifically.
How did this Ukukanya get started?
Well, me and Gwyneth was working as volunteers at the police station, helping with victims of crime. We realized that in the Helderberg area, we have got a huge need for victims of abuse to be assisted and for certain programs. And we sat down and we talked some more. And sometimes you get a little push and we realize that, yeah, somebody's pushing us. And we don't know who this somebody is. And then we realize that there's a need and we need to fulfill that need by starting an organization. And that's how Ukukanya started, basically.
So when you say that it was from your involvement with the police, is that to mean that whatever help they're receiving from the police was not enough?
Definitely, yes. It's not enough. I think they focus on victims of crime and not necessarily on victims of abuse. And we tend to forget about the abused cases. And that is why we decided to start with Ukukanya, to focus more merely on abuse cases that involve women, children, and the men as well.
So do you look at one particular type of abuse or against a certain group, or you cover the whole spectrum?
We cover everything that just has some meaning of abuse somewhere in it. We cover domestic violence, xenophobia, bullying at school, abuse at the workplace. Were you a victim of somebody that is using drugs, alcohol, substance abuse, with other words, those victims that is victims of that, anything that you can put under human trafficking, for instance, that you're a victim of abuse in that. So we cover everything that can be covered.
Wow, it sounds like you are kept quite busy. I don't know if this is would be phrased a correct way, but would you say this area, the Helderberg area, is an abusive or has a lot of cases of abuse?
Yes, I think so. But we can't just focus on the Helderberg area. It's all over. But we are currently only working here. And yes, we've got lots of abuse, especially substance abuse. And because of the substance abuse, it goes back to domestic violence, and it goes over to physical abuse, and then we get our children. The children are also being abused by parents, by teachers, by friends. Yes, so definitely in the Helderberg area, there's a big need for assistance of victims of abuse.
So what assistance would these victims get exactly when they come to Ukukhanya?
We teach them firstly what is abuse. We've got awareness rising because there's such a lot of different forms of abuse. We need to teach them exactly what that is. And even us, we learn every day. There's always a new form of abuse coming to our attention. If I can put in with that, just lately in the newspapers, there was this little boy that was 15 kilos overweight, and you won't think that's abuse, but the court has actually decided that this child is overweight because of the mom neglecting this child. So the court decided this is a form of abuse. So the boy was taken away from the mom and put into the dad's care. So even if you think you've covered all the abuse, then something new come to your attention. And we try and teach the people these things, parenting skills, conflict, how to handle conflict, how to communicate better with each other, anger management, especially anger management. We like to teach them and learn them new skills how to deal with that.
Wow. It seems talking over someone being overweight and that considered abuse on the parents' part. So I'm now seeing how broad the spectrum of abuse is. And if somebody needed to get a hold of you, how could they do that?
They can either contact us via email. We've got a website, it's www.ukukhanya.com. And then Hilda got an email address. It's ukukhanya.hilda@gmail.com. And myself is ukukhanya.gwyneth@gmail.com.
And we've got a landline, 021-85-0061. Very easy number to remember, 021-85-0061.
Now, just in case someone may be out of the Helderberg area and they feel that they're a victim of abuse, is there any place that they could go to get assistance?
Always to the nearest police station, and if they don't feel comfortable going there, because a lot of people don't feel comfortable with that, they can go to their nearest social department, the nearest hospital, the nearest clinic. Those people will know of an organization that works in the area that they are living in. And also, I forgot to tell that we've also on Facebook, so if you look the name Ukukhanya on Facebook, it's easy to reach us there.
Okay. Thank you for your time, and I hope we can really get this problem of abuse resolved. Thank you. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Practical Living. We heard an interview from ladies at Ukukhanya. Ukukhanya is an organization that takes care of abused people. Guys, abuse is real and it's terrible. It's terrible. There's no excuse for it. I just want to echo their plea. go to your nearest police station if you see abuse or if you are abused yourself. Go to your nearest hospital, to your nearest church, to your nearest social worker. If we put our efforts together, we can fight this terrible, terrible monster called abuse. If you would like to find out more about what you can do to fight abuse in your area, write into us and I'll gladly share the information that I have with you. Our postal address is Adventist World Radio, P.O. Box 22, Somerset West, South Africa, and the postal code is 7129. I'll repeat that. Adventist World Radio, P.O. Box 22, Somerset West, South Africa, 7129. Our email address is awr@sidmedia.org. That is .org. You can visit our Facebook page and leave your questions there. Look for Practical Living. We need to put our efforts together and fight this monster abuse. We're now going to hear what other people have done in their area to help disadvantaged children, those that are suffering.
Welcome to Spotlight. I'm Liz Waid.
And I'm Ryan Gertzma.
Nevin was 14 when her mother died. Her father found a new woman to love. So he sent Nevin to live with her uncles, his brothers. Her uncles did not like that she traveled alone. They thought that she had dishonored their family. So they beat her and burned her. Now she lives on the streets.
Many street children have a similar story. Many of these children leave their homes because a parent beats them. Some children leave home because a parent's new husband or wife does not want them. Home is not safe for these children. They leave to find a better life on the streets. But the streets do not remove the child from danger either.
Today's spotlight is on street children in Cairo, Egypt, and Hope Village Society, an organization that helps them.
It is difficult to count how many children live on the streets. UNICEF is a group that works to protect the rights of children worldwide. This group says that about 1 to 1.5 million children in Egypt spend most of their childhood on the street.
These street children live very difficult lives. There are many things for street children to fear. Without families or homes, they do not have people to protect them or safe places. They may fear other street children. Children fight each other for food and shelter. But beatings from adults are even more serious. Some children even die from these beatings.
Adults often have negative opinions about the street children. They think the street children are only criminals. They think it is okay for people to hurt these children. Some adults will even force street children to have sex.
Night is the most dangerous time for street children. More fights for shelter happen at night. Fewer caring adults are awake to help the children. So many street children stay awake through the night. Then they try to find a safe place to sleep during the day.
Disease is another big problem for street children. Some children have diseases like cholera and tuberculosis. These diseases are common in dirty conditions. In Cairo, children also often have skin problems. This is from street slime, a combination of water and waste. It often carries bacteria.
Many health problems are worse because of the lack of good food. Children may get sick from bad food, or because they do not get enough food, they become anemic. Their blood does not have enough good minerals to keep their bodies healthy.
There is not much hope for these children. But there are people working to make life better for these children. Hope Village Society began in 1988. It is a group of doctors, social workers, and volunteers who want to help street children.
When it started, Hope Village helped a few boys at one center in Cairo. Now, it has 11 centers. Some of these centers offer long-term shelter, and some offer short-term shelter. Some are daycare centers. Street children visit these to get off the street during the day. The centers are clean, safe places for children.
But these centers offer more than just shelter. Hope Village offers to teach all street children how to read and write. It offers programs that teach the street children useful skills. They can use these skills to get jobs in the future.
Hope Village cares for both boys and girls. But Hala Gharani, a writer, says that girls have particular needs.
As difficult as it is for boys, it is worse, much worse, for girls. They experience the worst kind of violence and abuse.
For example, Nevin tells the story of how she became a young mother while living on the street.
There were some boys in a car. They held a knife to my neck, pulled me in, and made me swallow some small round pills. I fell asleep. When I woke from sleep, I did not know where I was. I do not remember what happened, but a few weeks later, my stomach hurt. A doctor told me I was pregnant.
This is one reason why one of Hope Village's new centers is just for young street mothers. The streets are so dangerous for these girls that they need special help. Hope Village teaches these girls how to be good mothers. They also teach the girls reading and job skills. This will help the young mothers and their children have better lives.
Hope Village shows children how to be safer on the streets. Workers teach children how to care for each other. They teach simple healthcare skills. Then, Hope Village gives older children simple healthcare supplies to carry on the streets.
In the past few years, HIV and AIDS have also become a greater danger to the street children. So Hope Village Society joined with UNICEF and UNAIDS to fight these diseases. Hope Village opened a testing center. There, children can find out if they are infected with HIV. Then, they can get treatment and care.
Hope Village also teaches children about these diseases. The teachers at Hope Village use games to share information. They do this so that they can communicate in ways the children will understand. Maha Aon works for UNAIDS. She described why this work is important for street children in Egypt.
One of the ways to protect street children is to help them understand. They need to know where the risks are for HIV and AIDS. They need to know how they can protect themselves. We need to tell them in ways they will understand. This helps them care for and respect themselves.
Hope Village also offers mobile units. The mobile units can go to different places around Cairo. They go especially where children gather. A doctor and a few social workers travel with each vehicle. These people give food and medicines to street children who need them.
Hope Village Society says that children are special. The Hope Village coordinator says that children can one day be good leaders.
The method we are trying reaches out to children. It explores what they can do. We hope that we can find leaders who are able to help others.
Wow. Oof. When they hear what some people go through, some people actually prefer to live on the streets and face the abuse there as opposed to the abuse that they face at home. That is the world that we live in. Now, guys, if I was to end there, I think I would leave you very grim and gloom. I want to leave you with some hope. in the Bible, in the book of Revelation, the last book in the Bible, chapter 21, almost the last chapter in the Bible, I read verse 1. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth passed away, and there is no longer any sea. It means whatever we're experiencing now on this earth won't be forever. But listen to verse 4, and this is the hope that I want to leave with you. And he, God, will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will be no longer any death. There will no longer be any mourning or crying or pain, for the first things have passed away. It's terrible what this world has become. It's terrible what the innocent and the vulnerable go through. But there is hope. If you want to find out more about this hope and how you can take part in this new creation, in this new world, that is very, very sure, write into us. I have Bible studies that I want to give you that will explain how you can prepare to take part and be a part of this new world, this new creation, this new heaven. Our mailing address is Adventist World Radio, P.O. Box 22, Somerset West, South Africa. Our email address is awr@sidmedia.org. Remember, guys, Jesus is coming again, and he will put an end to all the pain we feel. All those children who are suffering will be relieved of their suffering when Jesus comes. Sadly, guys, I need to go. But don't forget, we need to prepare for his soon return. Until next time, God abundantly bless you.